You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Meta nibdew nidħlu fl-età u nsiru anzjani, is-sens ta' skop fil-ħajja juri b'mod xjentifiku li itajjeb is-saħħa u l-ħajja ġenerali tagħna. Allura kif tista' issib skop u tagħmel dan realtà waqt li tiffaċċja l-isfidi meta ta' tibda tikber fl-età? Diversi studji xjentifiċi juru li l-età u l-iskop fil-ħajja ħafna drabi waslu għal stil ta' ħajja aktar attiva li itajbu il-ħajja u s-saħħa ġenerali tal-persuna. Il-professur Henry Brodetti, li huwa espert internazzjonali magħruf dwar id-demenzja u s-saħħa mentali mill-Università ta' New South Wales, jispjega.
People who are more active physically have better physical health in a number of ways. They have less osteoporosis, they have less loss of muscle mass, which means that they're more likely to fall and more likely to suffer fractures. They're less likely to have heart problems, high blood pressure, have better mood, have better memory and cognitive abilities. So keeping active is really important for health in a number of ways. Similarly, people who are more cognitively engaged, in other words, who use their brain more, are more likely to keep their brain in good working order. So, you know, use it or lose it is a really important principle.
Skont il-professur Brodetti, il-ħajja wara l-irtirar mix-xogħol tista' tinbidel fl-aħjar żmien fil-ħajja tal-persuna. Baktar ħelsien biex dak li jkun jagħmel li jrid. Li persuna issib id-direzzjoni u dak li huwa importanti fil-ħajja huwa differenti minn persuna l-oħra.
Purposeful aging is not one size fits all. For some people, purpose is having relationships. For most people, it's having love in their life. For some people, it's having some sort of goal. For some people, it's enjoying the moment. So it really depends on who you are and what is important to you.
Kulħadd jaf dwar l-importanza li persuna ikollha intenzjoni u direzzjoni fil-ħajja għalkemm mhux neċessarjament xi ħaġa li nipprattikaw b'mod regolari. Marcus Riley li jaħdem fil-qasam ta' l-anzjanità b'mod pożittiv dal-aħħar ħareġ ktieb dwar kif navvanzaw fl-età b'mod pożittiv. Ibbażat skont l-esperjenza tiegħu fis-settur tal-kura tal-anzjani, Riley jemmen li rispettivament l-età kulħadd jista' jagħmel suċċess aktar tard fil-ħajja.
So each person will have their own vision of what successful aging looks like for them. It really comes down to three key elements. One is maintaining that sense of positivity and overcoming the negativity that surrounds getting older. The second one is planning, and planning helps people retain control as they get older and enable them to spend time on things that's important to them, to be able to have a range of choices in terms of where they're going to live and what sort of activities they're going to pursue and who they spend time with. And the third one is purpose.
Mhux kulħadd jista' jħossu pożittiv u tajjeb jekk jgħaddi minn esperjenza kera ta' telf ta' xi ħadd għażiż għalih jew ikollu problemi tas-saħħa. Imma anke dawk b'diżabilità fiżika serja xorta jistgħu jgawdu l-ħajja. Kollox jibda mir-rida tal-persuna li tkun trid tara bidla. Riley jisem l-istorja ta' persuna li sofrit pupplesija u li kienet toqgħod fin-nursing home fejn kien jaħdem. Malcolm Sinclair tilef il-mobilità tiegħu huma setax jiċċaqla u l-kapaċità li jitkellem wara li sofra numru ta' pupplesiji. Sinclair, li kien fuq seġġu tar-roti ħafna drabi, kien ikun imdejja u negattiv sakemm kien offrut li jerġa' jaqbad jom, xi ħaġa li kien iħobb jagħmel.
Malcolm transformed from that sort of negative character who really didn't want to interact with anyone to him becoming a really positive person who was looking to interact with as many people as he could. He would greet people with a really happy disposition. He became very involved in his community where he would take interest in all sorts of different things that were going on. And his outlook on life, his positivity was really shining through. And that was really due to unlocking the passion of his life that he still held within him.
Ir-riċerka tal-professur Brodetti turi li n-numru medju ta' ħbieb li persuna tagħmel meta tidħol f'nursing home huwa wieħed jew waħda. Dan ifisser li ħafna minn dawk li jkunu f'nursing home jistgħu jkunu qegħdin jgħixu mingħajr l-ebda ħbieb. bin-numru ta' nies fl-Awstralja fl-età ta' 85 sena u aktar mistenni jittripla minn taħt 9 miljun għal 1.8 miljun sas-sena 2050. Il-professur Brotati jemmen li huwa fl-interess tagħna l-koll li nibdew nieħdu aktar kontroll tal-futur tagħna billi intawlu l-qagħda tajba fiżika u psikoloġika tagħna billi ngħixu biskop fil-ħajja.
The people who are more active in middle age are going to be the people who are more active in late life as well. Of course, if people's health deteriorates, if you're in constant pain or you develop dementia or Parkinson's disease, which limits your mobility, then a lot of these things are not able to be done. And maybe it's a matter of tailoring the activities within your limits. Maybe it's a short outing once a day. If you loved art, for example, going to a gallery with some friends who could support you or family, but having a short one, not thinking of doing two or three activities in a day.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.